We're joined now by Sam Roberts of the New York Times. He wrote a profile of David Paterson in today's paper. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Now, Elliot Spitzer was known for his brash, pugnacious, take-no-prisoners style. David Paterson, it appears, is the exact opposite.
David is the exact opposite. He is bright, he is amiable, but he is also much more accommodating than Elliot Spitzer was. That may not be saying much, but in fact, that's his reputation as a politician all along. When he was a state senator representing Harlem, the same district that his father had represented, when he was the Senate minority leader, and now as lieutenant governor as well.
He has been in state government for more than two decades and comes from a very powerful African-American family in Harlem. Tell us about that.
Well, he does. Basil Paterson, his father, was the Secretary of State under Hugh Carey. He ran for lieutenant governor in 1970 with Arthur Goldberg on the Democratic ticket, the first African-American to run for that office in New York State from a major party. David grew up in that family, grew up with the Harlem political establishment, including Charlie Rangel, David Dinkins, Percy Sutton, sometimes bucked that establishment, including times when he decided to run for public advocate of New York City in 1993 against their wishes when David Dinkins was seeking re-election as mayor, and also the very notion of becoming Elliot Spitzer's running mate in 2006 when that Harlem establishment had already committed itself to support another black candidate, an assemblywoman from Buffalo. So he is independent. He is thoughtful. He has the potential, I think, to be a very good governor.
The politics in the government in Albany are notoriously difficult. It seems like they never get a budget passed on time. And so, you know, is it the thinking there that you would need someone more accommodating than someone like Elliot Spitzer, or do you need a bulldozer like Elliot Spitzer to get things done?
Well, the bulldozer we had didn't work very effectively. I'm not sure who was driving or who had the keys, but it got stuck in the mud, in effect, for over a year. And I also think there is a mood in Albany now that everyone is being tarred by the same brush, the brush of this dysfunctional, paralytic legislature, and everyone would like to be able to go back to their constituents in a election year for the legislature, certainly, and say, look, you know, we are human, we are able to get along with each other, we are able to get something done, that it wasn't this Democrat governor who stopped us, it was Elliot Spitzer.
Now, as I mentioned earlier, he's legally blind. How does he act as a legislator being legally blind? How does he get through the day, and how does he function?
Well, he is a shockingly good basketball player, believe it or not. He is legally blind. His vision is impaired in one eye. He has no vision in the other, and this is the result of a childhood illness. He memorizes his speeches. His advisors leave him long voicemail messages that amount to briefings on a dedicated phone line. He ran the marathon. In fact, he said his biggest disability may be that people sort of take him for granted. They think he can do anything. Maybe he should be taking a little bit more advantage of that.
Sam Roberts of the New York Times, his profile on the new governor of New York, David Paterson, is in today's paper. Sam Roberts, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.